Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Vav Amud Beis by the last line, correct? So let's go back a little bit. So Amar Rav Yosef, go back a few lines. But my pligi is a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether or not if you are sach the Shemen of Mishra on a king or on a Kohen Gadol, who's already king and Kohen Gadol, whether you're chayev or pater. So Rav Meir says that you are chayev, because the pasuk says, Vasher Yitam Yimenu Al Zar, that he put it on Azar, right? Ksiv. The Melech HaKohen has a Zar Nino. The Melech HaKohen right now are considered a Zar, the Gabi the Shemen of Mishra, because they don't need Shemen of Mishra anymore, so they're considered a Zar. Rabbi Yehuda suffered by Inan Ad Ikazar mit Chilasavat Sofo. In order to be chayv for putting Shemen Mishkan on somebody, the somebody has to be a Zar from Mitchilat Sofo, but the Melech Ukohen Mikarlov Zarim Hoyu. Melech Ukohen, there was a point in time when they weren't a Zar, the Gabi the Shemen Mishkan, because they were obligated to put the Shemen Mishkan on the Melech Azar. So I'm wondering if this applies, if Mahlos applies, like a Ben Melech Achar, you know, Ben Melech Achar Melech, because you don't put Shemen Mishkan on him at any time. Right. You know, so I don't know. So Amar Ika, so my focus basically is though as to whether or not if you are a czar at any point in time, whether or not that qualifies you as if you are not right, that qualifies you as not being a czar, as being a, in order to be chayav for putting on somebody, this person to be a czar from beginning to end, calling the melech or not a czar from beginning to end, because at a point in time they were subject to the Shemen Mishkan. So Amar Ika Bereid Ravami. Asbu Tamayu, Meir of the Machlokes, Rami Rabbi Yehuda, and this Brisa is similar to the Machlokes they had somewhere else. Here's to change it to the Snan. They say it's a Mishnah in Trumos. So the Snan. Bas Kohen. You have a Bas Kohen. She nishes Yisrael. She marries Yisrael. So now she's not allowed to eat the Truma. Before she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. If she gets divorced and she has no children, or her husband dies and she has no children, right, she can then go back on Truma. But here she's married to Yisrael. But Achlob Truma. She violates that. And she eats Truma. Mishalemes, right, last, yesterday's mitzvah here. Mishalemes es hakeren. She, use that word. She pays the keren. She pays the keren. But the ain't mishalemes is a chomesh. But since she's not considered a zara completely, she does not have to pay the extra fifth that you pay on. You pay if you violate eating truma. If you're a zara, eat a truma. V'misasa v'sreifa. And if she is mizane, her misa is still v'sreifa like a bas kohen, right? It's bas ish kohen ki tachel is nosas aviyah v'himachales v'esh esareif. But nishes le'echem and apsulim. But if she married one of the people who are posted to her, like a nusin or a mamzer, then she's completely removed. So if she eats the truma, mishalemes karen mechomesh, v'misasa bechenek, and if she has zinsa, her misa is bechenek like any Yisraelis shezinsa, because she goes out legarmen mitzvus kohuna. That's divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. Chachamim we're going to assume is Rabbi Yehuda, because derech chal he's the one who is cholik on Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim achazu whether she marries to a regular Yisrael, or whether she marries to a apostle, mishalemes keren, ve'ena mishalemes chomesh. She pays only the keren, but she doesn't have to pay the chomesh for eating the truma, u'misasa b'sreifa. But then her misa still sreifa, meaning she retains this residual level of kedusha no matter what, because the Torah says that a woman is not considered a zara until she's a zara mitchilasavat sofa. That's the same machlokas here. And here we're going to say, Rav Meir says, this person, right, that she is not a zara mitchilasavat sofa, because originally she wasn't a zara. Now she is. In order to have to pay the chomesh, in order for a bas kohen to be chayiv, for a woman to be chayiv chenek, she had to be a zara mitzvah vatsofa. This woman's not; she's not a zara now, and theoretically, she may not be a zara later. If you know, maybe her children predecease her or something like that. There's a possibility she goes back. So it's the same machlokas. Okay, next, the brisa on Vav and Mevez also mentions machlokas of Yehuda Rav Meir regarding the shear of the scene of the Shemen Mishkan. How much you have to put on in order to be obligated? So what's the shear by other places? I'm Rav Yosef. Machlokas in the Sinai Shemen Mishkan. The Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda Meir was only Gabi Shemen Mishkan, whether the shear is Kazayas or Kolshehu. Ubi Shinui the Shaninan. Then we learned the reasons for the Machlokas we learned back then yesterday. Avon the Sinai the Alma, then all other places where there's an Isra of Nesina. An example would be like this Isra to put Lavona on the Minchas Chotah. So how much of Lavona you have to put in the Minchas Chotah to violate the Isra? Right? It says, Lo Yitel Le Lavona, Kichatas Hi. Divrei Kol B'Kazayis. Everyone over there says that here that every other Nesina is with a Kazayis. The Machlokas only here by Shem Nemishchak is of other Pesukim. Gufa, the Gemara goes back to what we said on the Vav Amud Beis by the Sichas Ovei Kochavim. If you put Shem Nemishchak on a Goy, whether or not you violate the Isra. And we said no, because the only time you violate the Isra of putting, Shem Nemishchak on somebody, if that somebody is subject to the Isra of putting Shem Nemishchak on. Right? A guy does not have that mitzvah. So I want to say this. So, Gufa. Tani Tana Kameda Rav Elazar. So a reciter of the Braisa was set in front of Rav Elazar. Kol Sher Yesh No Besach. Every single person who's commanded that he should not put on himself or on others, Yesh No Mval Yisach. Then others are warned not to put on him. Because in Masach, but like a guy who is not commanded, he's not commanded that he has a violation of doing anything wrong if he takes a Shem Mishnah and puts it on somebody, ain't no Bival Yisach. So someone puts on him, they don't violate the Isra as well. So Amalei, so Elazar says through this, you know, recital of the Brisas, Shafir Karmart. You said, well, you related a good Brisa, because he says, interesting Drasha, it says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisach Ksiv, right, with two Yuds. Pointing out, there's two Yuds. Karivei, so what you can do somehow is take the extra yud and throw it after the samach. I don't know why. Kari bei lo yasich. Calls it lo yasich. Right? Rashi says, b'shnei yudin shodi chad l'tocha teva kari lo yasich. The mashma, he says, lo yasich is mashma. Misha mitzuvah shlo yasich lo la'atzma lo la'cherim. Mitzuvah achar alav shlo l'socho. We have a common labor mitzvah. If lo yasich just teaches us that's Rashi. I don't know. That's how it does. I don't know what the rule is. Or when you can take the word, the letter, and throw it in a different part of the word, here must be the rule. Here must be the cases where you got to do it. Okay. So Tani Rav Chanina Kamei de Rava. Rav Chanina says in front of Rava, Minayin leKohen Gadol. How do we know Kohen Gadol? Shenato mishemen haMishkan shal rosha. So the shemen haMishkan is still on his head, sort of like with Aaron. Aaron had the two drops on his beard. So Shenato, right, he takes the shemen haMishkan on his head. And he smears it somewhere else on his body. He uses it and he smears it somewhere else on his body. How do we know that he's chayav for sifas of shemen mishra? Shenemar, the pasuk says, al basar adam lo yisach. And then basar adam, I guess, is mashma, right? Everybody. I don't know. Basar adam lo yisach. He's an adam. You can't put it on. So amalei Rav Acha b'rei Ravun the Rav lo Rav Yashi. So Rav Acha says, wait a second. Why is this case different than the following case I'm quoting from the next Brisa? Kohen shesach b'shemen shel truma. He had the shemen of a truma, which is not allowed to be used by a zar, who's not allowed to get an off from it. The Kohen used it. The Kohen rubbed himself in it. Now, it's mutter for him, ben bito Yisrael misagobo. It's mutter for his grandson, who's a Yisrael, because his daughter married a Yisrael. So his grandson, who's a Yisrael, it's mutter for him, misagobo. He can use it on his body to get an off from it. Meaning it loses its truma status. Why in the case of Shemen Mishkan is it still considered Shemen Mishkan? In the case of truma, it's no longer truma in the sense that the Yisrael can now use it. So the Eino Choshes, right? Rizkai Olov Eino Choshes. So Amalei is a difference. Rav Ashi answers the difference. Hasam, by Hana from the Shemen of the truma, it says, Umesu bo ki yichalaluhu. When you use it, you're obligated to Misa because you violated it. Yichalaluhu. You profaned it. Like Siv. The came in the Chalalei, ha itachel. And once it was used already, it was already mechula. It's interesting. So it's a weird way of saying that. I always thought that the Kohen is permitted to use truma because he's allowed it. But we're saying now the Kohen is permitted to use, and once he uses truma, I think he uses it. He's allowed to be mechala with truma. So it's now mechula, and once it's mechula, somebody else who uses it, it's okay. Like it's already yotze. It's already yotze min hakdash. As opposed, that's from the pasuk.
Kohen can use it.
Of course, Kohen can use the truma. Okay, so here's a Kohen uses it. And now, his grandson... What are you talking about? If you... He's talking about a czar. If a czar uses truma, he's dies because he was mechalel. But in our case, he's not mechalel anymore. Right. That's what I'm saying. But in our case, he wasn't mechalel already because it was already used by the Kohen. His grandfather already used it. Right? Right, about Gabi Shemin Mishra, Shemin Mishra, it says, Umir Mikosh Lo Yetzig, Lo Yichal, Es Mikosh Lo Kav, Ki Nezer Shemin Mishra, Elohav Alav. So even if it says, the Shemin Mishra is used, it's still called Shemin Mishra, Alav. It's still called Shemin Mishra. Right, it says, Elohav Alav, Shemin Mishra, Kari Rachmana, the Apagad, the Isa, Elohav, Lo Yitachel. It's still considered Shemin Mishra once it's still loyal to on his body. Right, because the Pasuk still calls it Shemin Mishra, Elohav Alav. I mean, it was already put on him. And it's still called Shemin Mishra. So it's not mechula. So if you get hanar from it afterwards, even the Kohen Gadol, who takes it from his body and rubs it into it, and takes it from wherever he was anointed and rubs it into his body, he violates the Isser. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah says, Al Elu Chayavim Al Zidono Kares. These were the things that you chayev, if you did it b'mezi, you chayev Kares. Mr. Continued, Vashigigaso Chatas. He did it b'shogig, it's a Chatas. And Velo Hoda, love the Mishnah continued, it was Ashram Toloi. And we except for the tummy mikdash for kachav, because that's why that has a carbon all over your age. So the Mishnah says, so this is how we learned the Mishnah before, it's before it says katani chutz mitamed mikdash kachav. Someone who is mitame, who walks as a tummy, who walks into the mikdash or touches the stuff, mimai mafikle. What is, case is it excluded from? Is it excluded from karis? Is it excluded from chakas? Is it excluded from chakas from ashen tali? What's the Mishnah excluding it? So hakei katani, this is what the Mishnah means. Chutz mitamed mikdash mikdashav ain mevi ashen tali. It doesn't bring an ashram toloi. Right? So you normally, if you chayav a chatas, and you have a suffix to whether or not you did that aveira, you bring an ashram toloi to keep the, any of the punishments in the vein, so you figure out what the story is. If it turns out that you didn't do it, fine. If it turns out you did do it, then you bring a chatas. It just holds you off, it holds it off. But here, by tumas mitzvah kadoshav, you don't bring the ashram toloi, because it is, because if you did it, b'shogeg, had you known, you wouldn't have brought a full-fledged chatas, you only would have brought a chatas korban all over your ring. Korban Olav Yorei doesn't translate into an Ashram Talot. Okay? V'nis Neinami, so let the Bryce include another case of where a Korban Chata should not translate into an Ashram Talot. Chutz Mimisha Aver Alav Yom HaKippurim. Right? She'ein Mevi Ashram Talot. Somebody, right, who has the suffix as to whether we did an Aveira, and now Yom Kippur passed. So why should he bring an Ashram Talot? Because Yom Kippur already took care of it. Yom Kippur already took care of it, right? Rashi says.
Does that really work when it
depends on how Yom Kippur works. So Amar Reish Lakish, so you don't bring Ashram Toloi. The Ashram Toloi is only brought. If you have a suffix whether you have to do a favor or not. Well, and it holds off the punishment. But once Yom Kippur came, I got my kapara. Does that work in the basic mitzvah? She's asking. Apparently so.
It's only a suffix. It's only till
I guess the thing would be though, what if you found out after Yom Kippur that you did violate the Yisr?
Right.
Did you have to bring a chatas then?
Right.
Or did Yom Kippur take care of that as well? I don't know.
Well, then you should never bring an Ashram.
Exactly.
No, you have to. You have an obligation to bring the carbon.
It's before Yom Kippur, so if you bring an Ashram now,
all right, what
2 days, it goes away. Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Right.
Okay. Well, we have a lot. We'll see the Gemara now. Let's continue reading the Gemara. So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, no, you don't have to worry about that, because Kikatani, when our mission listed, it's Heicha the Isa Lechat Ta'a V'Rachman Apatre. Avra Lav Yom Kippurim Lesha Lechat Ta'a the Kakiparle. Our mission is only listing cases where he has a chait, but the Torah says he's Pater. You have a chait by Tumas Mikas Mikotov, but the Torah says you're Pater from bringing the Ashram Talay. But Yom Kippur, you don't have a chait anymore, because Yom Kippur was already Mechafri. So a list that doesn't go into the list in the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan is another answer. Rav Yochanan Amar, the case is the Mivayit Kamar. Talking about a case of a guy who literally kicks it, but he's Mizvaze Yom Kippur by saying, Ein Yom Kippur Mechafer. I don't believe in Yom Kippur, it's not Mechafer. Yom Kippur is not Mechafer. The Hadar base, and then after Yom Kippur, he has Charata and his Chotzer B'Tshuva after Yom Kippur, meaning you can do Tshuva even not during Yitzhak B'Tshuva. You can do Tshuva even throughout the whole year. What? Whatever. The Ihadar Bay Basa Yom Kippurim Boyle Si Ashram Toloi. Then in that case, he would have to bring an Ashram Toloi. So the case in our Mishnah is talking about, it doesn't mention Yom Kippur because our Mishnah is only talking about a case where you degraded Yom Kippur, therefore you would not have to bring, I guess, the Ashram Toloi. You would still have to bring the Ashram Toloi. Right. You would still have to bring the Ashram Toloi. That's why it's not listed in our Mishnah. Okay.
The guy who's Levi is always have to bring the carbon either.
No, but then you have Charata, I guess. So you have Charata on that. Oh, so to bring the karma. Yeah. Reish Lakish, right? Why doesn't Reish Lakish answer the question, answer the way Rav Yochanan answered? Reish Lakish, Savar, Mivayit, Naim, Mechafer, Allah, Yom Kippur. He says, because even if I degrade Yom Kippur, the Itzumo Shoyom, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur, you know, salvation has a lot of drushes on that. The whole concept of Yom Kippur is Mechafer, no matter what. Whether you want it or not, it's Mechafer. It's automatic in the essence of the day. Uplukta, and his machlokas is similar to machlokas on other maorim. How Omer lo yichap li chatosi. Someone says, bringing a carbon, I don't know why he's bringing this. He's bringing this carbon. He says, this carbon shall not affect expiation. So nothing machap for me. Not going to work, right? Abai Omer in machaperis. Abai says, okay, he says not going to work. Doesn't work. Rav Omer machaperis says it still works. Okay, I don't know.
What's the difference between that? Say
that you don't know. So right. So heichad the Omer lo tikrav. So in a case, now they're going to explain this machlokas. Hey, the Amar lo tikrav. If the guy says, please do not be makriv, or not please, he says, do not be makriv my carbon, The Kuliyam lo pligid lo mechaperis. Evan agrees that he's not mechaper because he had no, he did not offer the korban basically. Tiksiv Yaakov osel ritzono. It has to be from his ratzon that the korban is shechted and kadal tzadam, all done according to it, that he wants to. Ki pligid the machlokes is the amar tikrav velos tikaper. Yeah, you can be makrivit. It's not going to affect kapara for me. So Abai amar aim to kaperis. Abai says he does get para. The amar shall tikaper because I guess his will takes precedence. What do you look at? Rabbi Amr Mechaperis, no, he has to be Mechaper, because David Amr Tikrov, why else are you asking me to be Machaper the Karman? Why don't you say Tikrov, so he has the Ratzon that the Karman should be brought in the Mizbeah, and automatically, right, Kaparin me, Lasi, Kaparin comes ipso facto, by itself, automatically. Behadar be Rabbi, but Rabbi retracts. Rabbi retracts Kiddesanya, which is, to me, very fascinating, because Rabbi is retracting Kiddesanya. So usually when you have a Machlokas, and you say no, Kiddesanya is usually brought as a riot to somebody else, and becomes a question on the other man number. Here, Rabbah retracts. The bar doesn't say it's a question. The bar says it's a retraction. I think maybe because we'll see that it's Rabbah who's actually darshan the brisa. So he's learning, he goes, oh, wait a second. And then he retracted. Like he asked the question himself, so then he retracts. We'll see in a second. Right? Kiddesanya. Yoko ye Yom Kippur mechaper. Right? You would think that Yom Kippur could be mechaper al shavin, whether or not you were chosen, but you, oh, sorry. Let me just say shavin. The al she'ain shavin, and those who do not return. Vidinu. And that it would work no matter what, and you would say a kavachomer. What would the kavachomer be? I'll read the girsa. Hoyo v'chatos v'ashem mechaper. Since chatos and ashem create kapara, v'yom makipur mechaper, and yom kippur is mechaper. Ma chatos v'ashem ein mechaper el al shavin. Just like the chatos and the ashem should only work for those who want to on the shavin. Af yom kippur el mechaper al shavin. So yom kippur maybe should also only work for those who return. The Gemara says, lo, you can't learn this. Imamar pechatas asham, by chatas asham, the reason why they're not mechaper on somebody who doesn't do tshuva is she'im mechaper on mezik kishogi, because the chatas only is mechaper for somebody who did an avera kishogi. So it already has limited power. It only works for somebody who does kishogi. It doesn't work for somebody who does mezik, and that power is limited, and that power will limit, that limited power will become visible in mezik kishogi, and also that it only works for somebody who has the desire for it to work for him. Tomar b'yom kippurim, can you say that b'yom kippur, that's mechaper al mezik shogeg, that is much more powerful, as mechaper affects kapara for mezik shogeg, v'hoil mechaper al mezik shogeg, so maybe, if it's mechaper al mezik shogeg, mechaper al shavim v'sha'in shavim. So maybe, therefore, it should be mechaper whether you're not, you were shav or not shav. So Talmud Lomar, therefore, we have a puzzle that says, ach be'es l'chol tashvim, right, hazeh yom kippur mehu, lashon ach is a lashon of minut, lashon of ach is chalik. That the limud is that Yom Kippur is only going to be mechaper on Oso Sheshavim, whether you return. So from this brisa, right, from this brisa, Rava is going to retract his statement and say that Yom Kippur only works if you were a Shavim. If you're not Shavim, Yom Kippur does not work. So I understand what that means, because we always say that everyone comes to Shul. I guess all those people come to Shul, it happens automatically. But if you don't have any sense of Shav, it doesn't work. So Mer S, okay, so my Shavim ain't Shavim. It's semi-magical. It's not completely.
But if you don't put, you don't have any
support, you gotta put in the effort.
Right.
The Rambam says one of the three parts of tshuva is chalata, but I don't know. I guess it's a machlok from the Yom Kippur. It's like it seems to be that you have sort of like, okay, just don't do anything, and Yom Kippur will be machaper.
Doesn't this Gemara say that on halo?
Right, I don't know how that sticks. Chamuros and things like that, and Benadam L'Chaveros, we say, doesn't necessarily.
Right. So, if you know you did something wrong,
my Shavim ain't Shavim.
I don't remember.
What does it mean, Shavim ain't Shavim? So, Ilema Shavim, maybe Shavim means Beshogging, Lo Shavim means Mezid. That can't be. Hakatani, Lo Amarki Mechatas Vasham, and the Holimud talks about Shogging and Mezid by Yom Kippur in the Bryce already. So, Shavim ain't Shavim can't be Shogging and Mezid. Elaki, Hadulah Amr of Yochlin. Shavim ain't Shavim means like Rav Ula and Rav Yochlin. The case is a person, achol chalev, person ate chalev, the hifrish karbon, and it was mafrish. See, we think shavim ain't shavim means he did shuvah or not did shuvah. He's going to give a specific case. He says, the case is you ate chalev, you mafrish a karbon, the hamir daso, and then you became a mumar, therefore you don't care, after you mafrish a karbon, v'chashavu, and then you were chosen to be a kash yisrael, ho'el v'nidcha yidacha. So since the karbon was already pushed off from being brought, because you became a mumar, so it doesn't come back. So the karbon doesn't come back, and therefore, so that's what shoving the ain't shoving would be. I guess ain't shoving would be the So it's told you by us, Shavin, the Bryce would be Yisrael, who was kosher from Yitchil Vatsof, and Ain Shavin would be a person who had Harata Imbi, who was Maimon and Harata. So Mar says, wait a second, why is that a riot? Need the Itchil Karban. In that case, the Karban gets pushed away. Gabriel Bar Kaparu, the person himself is still subject to Kaparu, he's a Juba. He just has a technicality, he can't be it. He can't bring the Karban. So to here, that can't be Ain Shavin, because the person is still Bar Kaparu, to get Kaparu also. So Elon Shavin, the Omar, Yichaper Alai Chatosi. Shavin means somebody who says that my sins should be forgiven. She ain't shavin. Someone who's ain't shavin is amar lo tichaper lechatosi. It's not somebody who's just doing tshuva. It's someone who's, it's worse than not doing tshuva. It's that I'm not going to do tshuva and I don't want it to work for me. That's ain't shavin. I explicitly state that Yom Kippur shouldn't work for me. Shema minah. So from Abaye here that we see that a person who says lo tichaper lechatosi, it's not. So see from here the Rava is moda, right? The Rava is moda from this brisa because she says Yom Kippur does not work for the ain't shavin. Okay, Uriminu. Now we're going to ask a steer between two brises. Uriminu, Yoko lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper ella al shen nis anabo velo asub malacha bekro mikakodesh. One brisa says that you would think that Yom Kippur would only work if a person fasted and into malacha and he does all the seder hayom lo nis anabo. But if he doesn't fast, he does not malacha. He does malacha Yom Kippur. The lo karo mikakodesh doesn't come to shul. Yoko lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper. You would think Yom Kippur wouldn't work. Tamal Omar. Yom HaKippurim Hu Mikol Makom. It's Yom Kippur Mikol Makom. No matter what, it's Yom Kippur automatically. It's from the essence of the day. And you see that it works no matter what. It works no matter what. So why is this bright so that we just said it? So it doesn't work no matter what. And why is it a stira? V'tarvayu Stam Siprohu. And both brights are Stam Sipro. And Rashi pointed out the other day, V'kashin Adadi. Stam Sipro is Rabbi Yehuda. And V'kashin Adadi. The brights associate with each other. The first bright says that Yom Kippur only works for, the Yom Kippur does not work for the Enosh Shavim. And this bright says that it works even for the people who don't. It's a little different though, because this Bryce doesn't have you doing anything actively stating that Yom Kippur shouldn't work. We establish the ancient Shavuot means where you actively state Yom Kippur shouldn't work. This is just a guy who sits at home all day watching television.
No, but all his actions indicate that it's Shavuot.
Well, maybe he's a shogi. He doesn't know. I think it's much different to say, I know that it's the same thing as a shogi and amazing guy. I know that Yom Kippur today, Yom Kippur's not going to work for me. I don't believe in it. For a guy who has no idea, was brought up not firm, he sits at home, he rides his bicycle, doesn't come to school, doesn't know how to read, whatever, doesn't do everything, he just sits at home. So I'm Rabbi, lo kasha, there's no kasha, he says different. Ha, Rabbi Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. One brisa is Rabbi going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the first brisa. The ha, Rabbi Alibud Day. And I guess the second brisa is going on Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't know how you say that, because we just said stans the first Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're saying one of them is Rabbi, but okay, I'll leave that piece now. So the Sanya, where the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe says, Kol Averus Shabbatorah, all Averus in the Torah, Bein Asay Tshuva, Bein Lasa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. That whether you Tshuva, you're not Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper, it works for everything. This is probably what we're more familiar with from the Gemara in Yoma. But Chutz Miporik Ol, except for, here are always exceptions, it's Kol, always except for with exceptions, except for somebody who is a Porik Ol, which I believe is that he no longer believes in Torah Mitzvos, Umegal Aponim Torah, and he speaks Chutzpah of the words of Torah, Umefer Brisbah, sir, he's not Mekai the Mitzvah of Brismila, Shim Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. For these guys, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but Imrah, but if not, Yom Kippur doesn't have enough power on its own to affect Tshuva for these people. So that's the first answer. The first answer, the two brises are representing two different shitas. One's Rebbe, one's Rebbe Yehuda. Next brise, answer. Rava Amar Havaha Rebbe Libidon Hashay.
This Kapara would happen in the
bris? Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. You must have to do the bris. You must have to do the bris. Otherwise, you don't. I mean, wait. I didn't do the bris. Yeah, he quotes it here. He says it here. If you, he goes, the Chor Kasha, the Eza open, the Duberkan. If he didn't, so his bar lama freya, he never had the issue of courage, because you only have the courage when you die with the mila. That's the answer to the question. All right, I am the oracle there. Okay. So Rava answers. Rava Amar Havah Rebbe Alibin Avshe. Both brises talk about Rebbe, even though Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if you're not closer to tshuva. Modir Rebbe Ba'deus Yom Kippurim Gufei Dlo Mechaper. Rebbe is going to agree that if on Yom Kippur you violate the Yisurim of Yom Kippur doesn't work. Right? The Yom Kippur doesn't work. The Elo Temahachi, because if you don't say this, that Yom Kippur does not work, so the guy who, you know, is eating while he's wearing leather shoes, you know, do all the whatever, so then that doesn't work. Because if you don't say that, Elo Temahachi, Yom Kippurim Le Rebbe, Kares the Yom Kippurim, how are you ever going to be chayiv kares for violating Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe, right? Kevin the whole shatim mechaper. Hecha Mishkachas. Since every second of Yom Kippur, there's no part of Yom Kippur that's more powerful than the other part, every second of Yom Kippur should be Mechaper for your Averis. So how else do you get Kareis Havayla in Yom Kippur? Must be because Yom Kippur doesn't work for the five Yinuyim. Umay, I guess probably also more than the five Yinuyim, it's probably also for like Mechal Yom Kippur, the Malachas also, the Usher on Yom Kippur. Sorry? This is Gemara's ask. He says, "My Kusha, what's the big deal? Vilma de Avid Avida to Kuli Laila. Maybe he did Averos all night, right? Did all night, and he was Chayiv Kares. Ubahade Amud Shachar, and before the beginning of the day, he died. He's Chayiv Kares like that. He did it all night, and again, at that he didn't have the day of Yom Kippur to be Mechaper him. De lo have the Yamama Lechaper. He didn't have the Yom of Kippur to be Mechaper him." So the Gemara says, okay, wait, Tainach Karis Laila, fine, Enoch Anami, I can find a case where it would be Chayiv Karis for night, but Karis the Yama, Hechem Shkachas Laila. How are you going to find a case where if he violates Yom Kippur to be Chayiv Karis, if he violates Yom Kippur during the day? Because every moment that he violates it, he's getting Kafara for it. So the Gemara says, well, my Kushas, what's the difference? Dilma Bahagat Achal Nama Chante Umtsul Mace. Maybe at the moment that he's eating the piece of bread, he chokes and dies. As he's eating the bread. Right? Dilo Havale Shos Yama Lechapur. There was no moment during the day for him to get Kapara. Inami, maybe, the Avid Avidite, some of the Shkiz Chama, this is what you were saying. Maybe he did the Malacha right next to Shkiz Chama. There was no time on Yom Kippur. Inami, or, Bahadi the Avid Avidite, Pasi Mar Lushake. Or at the moment he was doing the Malacha, he chopped off his leg and he died. He died right away. Dilo Havale Shos Yama Lechapur. In all these cases, there was never an opportunity for the day to take effect.
Well, how much is the day?
Yeah, that's the question. I thought that isn't the day like the whole essence? As I'm doing it, it's there. Like he's sort of breaking it up. Oh, you did the Aveira, and then the day comes in. I think it's like sort of some of Zachar or some of Divarecha. That's all in the... Gemara seems to say that you need some sort of time lag between the Aveira and the Kapara. That's the assumption of the Gemara.
Right.
I'm learning, I thought like you, you don't need a time lag. If it's the essence of the day, it's every second, the entire day has that capacity.
Well, okay.
Whatever. We don't have time. The said in the Mishnah that Af HaMegadif, what does it mean? That Af HaMegadif, I guess, doesn't get Malkus in that case because it says it's a Lachem B'maisa. So Af HaMegadif. So Rabbanon Shomalei the Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanon, Bryson, I'll explain it to Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, our Mishnah, heard the words of Rukiva, because he was he's the author of the Mishnah, the Tani, who said that a Baal Ov is Chai of the Karbon, the low time Yidoni, but not a Yidoni. But and Amulei, Shechem said to the Rabbi Kiva, Maishna, why is it different that, why do you say that the Yidoni doesn't bring a Karbon, right? Who worships Yidoni doesn't bring a Karbon, because Mishnah doesn't speak Maisa, because there's no Maisa over there. So Megadif Navi doesn't speak Maisa. So too Megadif also doesn't have a Maisa, should not have to bring a Karbon. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now we can talk about Megadif. Tana Rabbanan. Megadif, someone's Megadif Bishogig, right? I don't know how you do that. Megadif Bishogig, maybe Karbon, he brings. I guess he didn't know that he's not allowed to curse Hashem. He knew what he was saying, but he didn't know it was Asa. That's the only way he can do it. Okay. So, Megadef may be Korban. Whatever Megadef is, he brings a Korban. Ho, Nemra, Koris, because there's Koris in the Isser. Dibri, Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Then the Bryce says something very difficult, which we have to figure out. But Omer, and they say, Chato Yisa. It says by the Korban Pesach, Chato Yisa. So we'll figure out what that means, what the connection between the two pieces in the Bryce are. The Gemara says, Uklalahu. And it's a klal, really, that kol hecha deksiv bekares, that every place that there's a written that you violate the iser b'mezid, you get kares. If you do b'shogig ma'isi karbon, you bring a karbon. V'ha, we have the cases of Pesach u'mila, deksiv hu kares, there's definitely kares, but nevertheless, lo ma'isi karbon. I mean, easy answer, those are assays as opposed to lav, but you can make a distinction. He says, lo ma'isi karbon, so this is how we can explain the b'risa. Hakri, there's a lot of girsa issues here, so I'm going to be reading the girsa based on what Rashi has. Okay, so it's not what's in the Gemara, it's going to be the way Rashi has it. Because what was in the Gemara, Rashi didn't explain it. I could figure it out. So, Hakika Amar. This is how the Bryce says. Megadev may be carbon. The Megadev, it brings the carbon. Ho'il ubabo karis makam carbon. Because the statement of karis is written in the mark of carbon, dibe Rabbi Akiva. What does that mean? That ho'il ubabo karis makam carbon. So, where's the Rashi? Well, let's continue. Okay. Kasavar migo debayi michtav karis ba'alma k'siv karis makam karbon shmami na ma'isi karbon. The Torah should have written the onus of karis of the Megadef by somewhere else. But nevertheless, the Torah writes the punishment of karis in the midst of the parsha of Karbanos, right? And it says, "As who as Hashem who megadeif and nichros anepshim mikarev ramah." That's written in the parsha of Karbanos. So since the hichi of Karis is written in the parsha of Karbanos, we see that megadeif. I mean, sort of like the devil of minyano, same idea. That you can see that it's also chayav a karban if you get those rules. Ma'amina, ma'isi karban. You see from there it brings a karban. Va'omer. Now I'm going to go to the gears issues. Va'omer cheto yisa. So the brisa continues. What does that mean, cheto yisa by Pesach? Asal rabbanon. This is what the rabbanon said to chachamim. V'hachika ami rabbanon. And this is what the rabbanon said. Misa vart. Do you say megadeif haynu mevarech Hashem? You're saying that megadeif, that's in the parsha of the karbanos, is the case of megadeif, meaning that you curse Hashem. That's not the case. Megade there is Haino Obi Vodazara. That's someone who does idol worship. That's why you chay of Karis and you bring a korban there. And here's a Rashi. Right. Totally different than the Gemara. That's what I said. So again, I didn't do it, doing it this way because Rashi explained it this way. Otherwise, I have no way of knowing what the Gemara says. So, right? Look at Rashi. Maybe korban over never bought korban spoken korban. Misavash megadet the korah hainu mevarach Hashem megadet hanei avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, well, Ella according to them that if megadet that the megadet is avodah zarah, so korah from mevarach Hashem inolam. So where does he know that you do get korah from mevarach Hashem? Where do you know that korah mevarach Hashem inolam? So that's what the price says. Ksiv mevarach Hashem by the mevarach Hashem it says. And it says, Ksiv Pesach Cheto Yisah, Mal Halma Karim Pesach, you get Karis, so too by Mevarach Hashem, you get Karis. The point being, according to Chachamim, Megadif is not Mevarach Hashem. So therefore, Megadif is not written in the Parsha, Megadif is not written in the Parsha of the Karbanos. There's no Karban for Mevarach Hashem. According to Rabbi Kiva, Megadif is Mevarach Hashem, and it's in the Parsha of Karbanos, so it brings a Karban. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Raisa says, the Bozik says by Megadeth. It says by Nefesh Tasebo Yavram Minazrach Minagaris Hashem Hu Megadeth and Nefesh Nefesh Hu Mikaravamah. So there's a coverage for Megadeth, whatever Megadeth is. So Isa ben Yehuda Omer, Isa ben Yehuda says, what's Megadeth? Megadeth comes from the Lashon of Ke'adam HaOmer LeChaveiro. It's like a person says to his friend, Geirafta HaKe'ara V'Chisarta. You kind of like scraped off the plate and you took some of the plate with it. Meaning that you took the whole thing. You take the whole thing, that means you curse Hashem completely, it seems to be. Yeah, Kasavar, he always Megadeth Mevarach Hashem, because Megadeth means that you cursed Hashem, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar, but Nazariah Omer, Ka'adam Mol Chaveiro, someone says to his Chaveiro, he wrapped the Hakara, you scraped off the plate, obviously not at the table, you went into the kitchen and scraped off the plate, because otherwise you're going to have Shinuch issues. But, Rabbi Elazar, but Nazariah Omer, Ka'adam Mol Chaveiro, he wrapped the Hakara, you scraped off the plate, Filoki Sarta, but you didn't scrape off any of the plate itself, Kasavar, Megadeth, Hainu Avodah, Obed Vodazara. That's Obed Vodazara. Avodah Zarah doesn't take away from Hashem, you just take away a piece, but you just don't take away the essence. Megadeth, if you curse Hashem, you take away from the essence of Hashem as well. That's considered a plate.
What's the problem? Between
Megadeth and Avodah Zarah? Right.
Avodah Zarah means a foreign god. What is cursing Hashem?
Cursing Hashem.
What's the problem? Why isn't Moshe trying to figure out what the difference is?
Because they're different Isurim.
And what's the difference? What is the difference? One you're doing cursing, and one you're accepting.
No, we're trying to figure out what the definition of Megadeth is.
Right.
So is the definition of Megadeth just regular Avodah Zarah, or is the definition of Megadeth Mevarech Hashem? So, what is Megadeth mean? We don't know what Megadeth means. What Megadeth means? There's an Isra Avodah Zarah.
We know what the problem is. We know what his punishment is.
Right.
Because in the Torah, it was Megadeth's punishment.
We don't know what did he do? We know there's an Isra Mevarech Hashem. We know there's an Isra Avodah Zarah. What is Megadeth? Which one is it? Okay. Tanida. Another Bryson that says, it says in the pasuk, "It's Hashem who megadeif." Rabbi Elazar Nazari Omer, but over the Zorah custom, I already say straight out. They don't have any of these, you know, nice little metaphors. He says, talking about Avodah Zarah, "Omerim lo ba custom elitein karis l'mevarach Hashem." The pasuk comes to give a chi of karis to the person who curses Hashem. And let's figure out what megadeif means. Okay. Next Mishnah is going to talk about the karban that the yoledes brings. Right. The Torah says by yoledes, right, the zachar and the keva. Right, so Ubumlos you make the Hara Levenu Vas, Tavi Kevis Ben Shlasola Allah, Uben Yona, Otor Lichatas, Al Pesach Amol HaKoyah. So she has to bring an Ola Lichatas, if she's rich, she brings the Kevis for an Ola, but if she doesn't have enough, then she can bring one bird for an Ola, one bird for a Lichatas. So she has an Ola and a Lichatas. I don't know, not yet, no, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about. Right, so now talking about Lichatas. I don't think we didn't discuss all 36. Huh? We said in some of the places, they said it's mentioned in its own place. We had more mentioned that this is learned in its own place. So we already mentioned what it needed to mention, I guess. Now, let's say she has a suffix as to whether or not what she, that she let's say she miscarried. She has a suffix whether or not what she miscarried would be chayav her to bring it. So to bring it ola is no problem, because you can just make a tanai in the dava, no problem. The chatas, when she brings a chatas, there's a problem, because you can't make a tanai, because the chatas is not ba bin a dava. You can't bring a chatas voluntarily. So even though we're makriv this bird, no matter what, since it's a suffix, she cannot eat it. Why? Because a chata comes from a bird. A chata comes from a bird. The way the bird is killed is by melika. So it's a suffix whether she had to bring this bird. If she didn't have to bring the bird, we have a neveva. Then the question is, after we work with, well, don't you have a suffix of chul and bazara? We have to work that also.
And what happens if the bird gets mixed to the bird?
That's maseches kinim. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
He's jumping.
Haha. So the Mishnah says, Yesh mevios karbon. There are some women, I guess, who miscarried, who bring a karbon benechal, and the karbon is eaten. Yesh mevios karbon ben nechal. Some bring the karbon and it's not eaten, right? The yesh ain mevios, and some do not bring the karbon at all. Mevios karbon benechal. What are the women who bring a karbon and they eat it anyway? Hamapeles. If someone miscarries and the fetus, it looks like a behema. Came in behema chayva oath. I don't know what the biology of that is. It looks like a behema chayva oath. They have to bring a karbon and they're allowed to eat it. Because I guess they're considered balei chayim, right? Divrei Rav Meir, v'chom omrim, chom say ad sheyeh bo tshuvas adam. No, it has to have at least a form of a human. Hamapeles sandal. If the woman miscarries what looks like a sandal, which is some sort of fish, that the name is sandal. O shulya, or the embryonic sac came out, and the assumption is that there's no shulya without a vlad. O shapir mirukam. What is this? Some sort of skin that looks like a kid. I'm not sure. It looks like it has, inside this sort of leather-looking thing, it looks like it has the formation of limbs. V'hayotze mechutach, or if the evarim come out piece by piece, the kain shivcha, this is Gemara's deal with it, also a shivcha, right, shehipila, shivcha who miscarries, maybe korban v'nechal. All these cases, maybe korban v'nechal. Questions, what is shivcha? Question, shivcha. An evet chayv and all mitzvahs and a woman's chayv. Shivcha's chayv and all mitzvahs and a woman's chayv. A woman's chayv to bring the korban, shivcha's chayv to bring the korban. What's the difference with shivcha? Well, we'll see. Why not?
Who brings it? She's
she does. I guess she does. The elu mevios ve'eino ne'achalos. And these are the women who bring the karbon, but they cannot eat the chatas, obviously, because it's a suffix, and maybe it's a nevela. Hamapeles ve'ein yadu ma'ipila. She miscarried something, but you don't know what it is. And also, shtei nashim she'ipilu. Two women were mevio. Achas min patur, achas min chova. One looked like something that would obligate you to bring it. One looked like that it wouldn't obligate you to do it, and we don't know which was which. They didn't have separate rooms. We don't know which was which. And there's a suffix. Okay. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, qualifying this case, Amasai, when is the case that two women can bring the will bring the carbon and not be nechal? That's Bizman Shehochu Zelim Mizrach V'Zelim Arav. That's, I guess, when they go in separate directions, or they came in separate directions, and they can't bring their carbon together. About imhayu shtehen omdos, if they didn't disappear, they're standing right there together, shtehen mevius korban v'nechal. Both of them bring one korban that can be eaten. Gemara will talk about it. So elu nashim she'ein mevius. These are the women that do not bring a korban at all. Hamapelus shafir. Someone who's mapir, some sort of piece of leather or skin that doesn't have any formation whatsoever. Malei mayim, just water. Malei dam, just blood. Malay geninim. I don't know what geninim are. Something with different colors of discharge, right? Hamapeles kimin dogim v'chagavim u'shkachsim u'romasim. If she's mapeles something that looks like a fish or grasshoppers or creepy crawly things, hamapeles yom arba'im. If she miscarries up to the 40th day of her conception, right, 40th day and before, because we say that's not considered an uber at that time. The Yotzei Dofen, fascinating. A woman who gives birth via cesarean section would not have to bring a karbon, because I guess it wasn't born during the derech of the Rechem, but Rabbi Shimon Mechayev Yotzei Dofen. I think the Rambam paskens that any place the woman is mitame, becomes tame from the blood, then you would have to bring the karbon. So I think even with Mazel Yotzei Dofen, even if you have a C-section, you definitely have a discharge afterwards. I'm assuming. I mean, otherwise my wife has five kids and has no need to bring a carbon when the base of interest is built. I mean, never.
You're saying full term?
Yeah, Yotzei Dofen, full term. C-section doesn't have to bring carbon. I don't know. Okay, the Gemara says Shivcha. The Gemara says Shivcha. Minolan. How do we know that even a Shivcha Kananis that gives birth has to bring the carbon? The Tana Rabbanan, because the Brisa says as follows. It says in the Pasuk by Yehudas, it says, Dabero B'nei Yisrael, right? Leimor, Isha Kitazriya. Ein li Ela B'nei Yisrael. I only have B'nei Yisrael. Shivcha Minayin. Giyoris is Shivcha Minayin. Talmud Lomar. I don't know why Giyoris is excluded from Giyoris is B'nei Yisrael. But Talmud Lomar, Isha. Isha is more inclusive, means everybody. So what does it mean, my Milchein Shivcha? Why do I need a reboy from the Pasuk to tell me that Shivcha is Chayevis B'Karbon? Right? I mean, this is, I believe Rashi says. Rashi says, look at Rashi on the second on the left column, right, 4 or 5 lines where it gets not it gets shorter. Hapshitalon the whole mitzvah she isha chayevis ba evin chayev ba every mitzvah that a woman is chayev the evin is chayev in but the gamri la la siv isha because the law save a krisus because the shivka o tivsha la lo nasan la so she's chayev in everything a woman is chayev for so the Gemara says interesting sagadai chamina you would have thought. You would have thought that when we say that an Evan is chayev and all the mitzvahs that a woman is chayev, that's only mitzvahs that both men and women are chayev in. But a mitzvah that only a woman would be chayev in, the Evan would not be chayev in. Right? But hani mili b'dav shav ben ishu ben isha. About yoledes, the benoshim isha, benoshim lesa, clearly doesn't apply to a man. Emelot chayev shivcha. Maybe the shivcha would not be chayev as in. Hakitana Shivcha, that's why the Brice has specifically, the Mishnah has specifically mentioned, and if they have a special limud, that the Shivcha is also Chayeves in bringing the Karban for the Oedis. Okay, the Mishnah said also, the Elu may be in Karban, these are the people who bring the Karban and they do not eat it, and the case was the two women case. Right, the case of the two women, and they said that, so what do they do? Rav Yossi says that if they are still standing there together, they can both bring the Karban and can eat. So what's the case? So Maya Avidan, what do they do? What's the case? That they can bring the carbon and it's mutar b'achila. One of them is pturus in the turim in the carbon. She simply may not eat the chakas. She can't eat it, right? So ma'isin tarvayu chad carbon v'adai. Gemara says they each bring together one carbon v'adai, right? Each of them brings the ola, because the one who's obligated, she says that's her obligation. The one who's not obligated, she can bring an ola as nadava, no problem. So they each bring an ola. And chatas of safek, they eat, but they bring one chatas of umasni, and they make a tnai. What's the tnai? Rashi says, "Maisni tarbayu chad korban bein shnehem." Like Rashi, yiknu chatas of chada vaday olas of tavi kol echad vaday ubetnai. She im eno chayev estein a dava, but chatas of lo matzameim estein a dava in chatas dava. Lahachi maisu chatas of viyiknu a bein shnehem. Both them buy it umasni. They make a tnai. If I'm chayev, yeah, chelkech machul li, your chelik shall be, to me. The im at chayeves, yeah, chelki machulach. Umimanav shach have a melik kshera. Basically, each one says, the way we're going to do it is, how does it work? How does it work? And they eat it. Somehow, I guess it works the way like this. As you say that it's me and you, and let's say if I'm obligated, if it's mine, then your portion comes mine, and if it's yours, then my portion becomes yours. So how do they both eat it? I guess they're mochel on each other. The real owner is mochel on the not real owner. You can eat a chalik of my carbon. I guess the mochel on it, so you can share it with me. So one's eating it out of obligation, and one's eating it because a friend, I guess, gave him permission to eat it. Umi. Does Rav Yosef have this type of tnai? Vatnan, we have a mission we're going to see on Daf Chav Gimel. This is two people who ate two pieces of meat. One of them was chaylev, and we don't know which one ate the chaylev. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, maybe in shneim chatas achas, each one together they bring one chatas and they make a tnai that the one who's putter, I guess, is mochel to the one who's not putter, who's chayev, his portion. So it ends up that the person who's bringing the chatas himself, is the person who's chayev is bringing the chatas by himself. Rabbi Yossi argues the Omer ain't shnei him they bein chatas achas. You can't do that. Alma Rabbi Yossi let's play tanah. Must be Rabbi Yossi holds you can't bring the tanah. You don't have the tanah. Talk him over there. He says no tanah. And here he says yes tanah. So Amarava knows it's different. Modi Rabbi Yossi mechusa kapara. Totally different cases over here. There's no sin by the yoledes. She has to bring the carbon. Because that's the culmination of her tahara process. She's a mechusa kapara. Over there, you're talking about a sin. You have to bring the chatas. So by the chatas, so he's not allowed to eat tanayim by a guy who has to bring the chatas for his kapara. They're not going to allow anything like that here. But here, Amar Rava, Mon Rav Yosef, Mechusha Kafara. They're not bringing the carbon because of a chait. It's rather, had she not brought the carbon, she can't go into the base of the Kachim, like a Yoledes. So, the chait, Yasa Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan Mode, Amar Rav Yochanan Mode, Rav Yosef, Mechusha Kafara. He allows it by Mechusha Kafara. My timer. What's the reason why by Stam Chatas Rabbi Yossi says you can't bring it by Tanai, but by Mechusa Kapara you can create this Tanai? Hasam over there, by Gavra Yediyah. There's a pasuk that says the guy has to know what he's doing, because the pasuk says, "Oh, hold the alav chatoso asher chot maybe korbanos." You're receiving to me if you know. Hilkok lo maisnin umasni. You can't make a Tanai because you have to know. Part of the definition of bringing korban chatos is knowing that you did the aveira. If you don't know you did the aveira, there's a technicality here. You can't bring the korban chatos. No concept of a tnai. Aval hacha, we're talking about over here, ki maisi nashin korban li'ishtiruye. They're only bringing the korban to permit them, b'achilas kachim, to allow them to eat in kachim. Right? So, and the Gemara proves this, ki the study sefer dahi, like we have in the sefer of the Mishnah later on, the sefer says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, kol chatos yibo al chet, ein shtayim v'yus osa. Any chatos that's coming on a chet, two people cannot share it. You can't bring the shetfus, it has to be yours. Mishnah concluded that Eilish Emivios was the Yotze Dopin, right, the C-section, and Rav Shimon says the C-section does have to bring the Karbon of Yoledes. My time in Rav Shimon, what's the reason for Rav Shimon? So, Amresh Lakish, Amakra, the Pasuk says, my time in Rav Shimon, sorry, Rav Shimon says that you do have to bring it. Rav Yossi is going to say, the Mishnah says you don't have to bring it because I guess that's like a sort of Derech later. The pasuk says, "Im nekeva teled." Right, the pasuk says, "Im isha kitazria v'yada zachar," and then the "im nekeva teled." Let's see again. The parsha says, "Im nekeva teled." It could have just said, "Im nekeva he." What's "im nekeva teled"? I'm already talking about giving birth. Why teled by the nekeva again? "Im nekeva teled." L'rabos le'dacheres to include another type of birth, which is umahi yotze dopen. That's the yotze dopen. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan who say that a yotze dopen does not have to bring the karbanos of a yoledes. That's my time. The Amar of Mani Bar Potish, it says isha ki tazria v'yolda ad shetele b'makim shemazaras. It's tazria v'yolda. So there's a sort of a hekesh between the zria and the yolida that both have to take place from the same makom. The zria is by the makom by the rechem, and so too the only time you chayiv is if she gives birth through the normal process. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.